reading from 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Friday edition of Mark and Friends. It's June 26, 2015. On behalf of co-host Pastor Jason Schiffo, he sends his great thanks for your many prayers. As you may have heard or learned, he had kidney stone surgery a couple days ago and is finally getting some rest at home, is on the mend, and Lord willing, will join me for the Wednesday edition of Mark and Friends this next week. So he appreciates your prayers, and Lord willing, will share some of those God sightings and answers to prayer this next week. Well, I chose that verse because I have some encouraging words from our listeners to share with you, along with picking out four songs that I hope will be a blessing to you throughout this day. Let me start out with a great favorite of many. One of my top picks is Fernando Ortega's Give Me Jesus.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, give me Jesus. You can have all this world, but give me Jesus. And when I am alone, oh, and when I am alone, and when I am alone, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus.
I just love so much about that song, the way Fernando delivers the message, his lyrics, the tempo, and what it conveys, the importance of just starting each and every day with Jesus. Well, let me share some listener mail. We have a whole backload of notes and cards and letters. And so let me go through a few as I share the various things that people are saying about how God uses this radio ministry in their lives. This comes from Brenda from Champaign, and she writes on a Tender Thoughts card with a butterfly on the front cover. Opening it up, it says, "Happy 19th birthday, WGNN. The Lord very quickly led me to your station when I moved to Champaign in 2005, and the blessings to my spiritual life continue to multiply. Thanks to your Christ-glorifying broadcast ministry. I am deeply thankful for all that Mark and the staff do. May God continue to bless you richly. In Christ, Brenda." What a blessing! We thank God for you, Brenda, and we thank God for how this radio ministry can be used in all of our lives. Let's see, let me share another message I received via email. This came from Maureen from Urbana, and she went to our website, greatnewsradio.org, and there's a link on the right that says survey, and you can fill out things you like about the radio ministry and then leave a note. And she says she appreciates Thursday with Joey Kroll, Mark and Friends, In the Market with Janet Parshall, Focus on the Family. She's been listening since she moved here about 8 years ago, lives in Urbana, and then lists the various music she likes, hymns, sacred, contemporary, black gospel. And then she typed in, "When I first moved here from Chicago 8 years ago, I was concerned about finding a Christian radio station. I had always listened to Moody in Chicago and called them before I moved to ask if they knew of any stations in the area. They immediately told me about Great News Radio. I realized recently that I have listened faithfully since I moved here. I cannot even begin to count the benefits and blessings I've received from listening to your programs. Excellent teaching, beautiful music, and constant encouragement to grow in the Christian life. Thank you a million times over for the difference you made in my life, Maureen." Ah, thank you, Maureen. It's these kind of notes that energize us to work hard to effectively accomplish what we call our threefold goals: to educate, edify, and evangelize all who tune in or attend our radio events. I'm going to play two songs back to back. This next one's by Michael Card, "Come Lift Up Your Sorrows," followed by "You Raise Me Up" by Selah. Now, this Michael Card arrangement, it's more of a lament, kind of a plea, almost a mournful crying out to God that he needs help and hope. But from time to time, we really need to have those kind of experiences. And as he lays out his petition to God, it's a really soothing arrangement. I just absolutely love it. So that'll be up next, followed by "You Raise Me Up," which is just a powerful rendition of Christ empowering us for victory. Here's Michael Card.
If you are wounded, and if you're alone, if you are angry, if your heart is cold as stone, if you have fallen, and if you are weak, come find the worth of God that only the suffering seek. Come lift up your sorrows and offer your pain. Come make a sacrifice of all your shame. There in your wilderness, he's waiting for you to worship him with your wounds, for he's wounded too. He has not stuttered, and he has not lied. When he said, "Come unto me," you're not disqualified. When you're heavy laden, you may want to depart, who know sorrow. They're closest to His heart. Come lift up your sorrows and offer your pain. Come make a sacrifice of all your share there in your wilderness. He's waiting for you to worship Him with your wounds, for He's wounded too. Most holy place, He's made a sacred space for those who will enter in and trust to cry out to Him. And you'll find no curtain there, no reason left. There's perfect freedom here to weep every unwept tear. Come lift up your sorrow,
lift up your sorrow,
and offer your pain.
Offer your pain.
Come make a sacrifice of all your share. There in your wilderness,
there in your wilderness,
He's waiting for you,
He's waiting for you,
to worship Him with your wounds, for He's wounded too.
Come
lift up your sorrows,
offer your pain, oh yeah,
offer your pain. A sacrifice
of all your sins,
of all your shame, there in your wilderness. He's waiting for you,
He's waiting for you,
to worship Him with your wounds, for He's wounded too. Worship Him with your wounds, for He's wounded too. Come worship Him with your wounds, for He's wounded too.
And oh, my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and sit a while. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am strong when I am on your shoulders.
shoulders. You raise me up to more than I can be. There is no life, no life without its hunger. Each restless heart beats so imperfectly. But when you come, I am filled with wonder. Sometimes I think I glimpse eternity.
Just love those two songs. Michael Card, Come Lift Up Your Sorrows, followed by You Raise Me Up from Selah. And that's the older version. I'll close out with another favorite, Keith and Christy Getty. Can you guess which selection I'm going to play? Oh, they have so many good arrangements, it's hard to choose. But In Christ Alone is such a favorite. Let me use it to launch you into this day. Or if you're hearing the re-airing of this morning's program in the evening, may it close out your day, putting Christ first and foremost and center in your mind so that all things are possible in and through Him empowering you. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.
This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the fiercest drought and storm. What heights of love, what depths of peace, when fears are still, when striving cease. My comforter, my all in all, here in the love of Christ
Cause